raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour has become a hallmark of the Democratic agenda here in Vermont. But leaders in the House of Representatives are struggling to marshal support for the measure. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some Democratic lawmakers have begun pushing for a less aggressive minimum wage proposal.
On paper, at least, Vergennes Representative Matt Byrong looks like the kind of Democrat who could be counted on to support the $15 minimum wage. He was a delegate for Bernie Sanders in 2016, after all, and he's one of the freshman legislators that rode a blue wave to victory in a 2018 election that saw Democrats pick up 12 seats in the House of Representatives. But 2 weeks ago, when his committee cast a key vote on legislation that would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024, Byrong was a notable no.
I'm all for increasing the minimum wage. My biggest concerns with the $15 an hour minimum wage by 2024 was pretty much the timeline.
Byrong is not alone, and as Democratic leaders in the Vermont House have learned over the past few weeks, many members of their caucus are not entirely on board with one of their party's top priorities. Here's Bellows Falls Representative Matt Treiber.
If a person is working full-time, they shouldn't be living in poverty. That being said, if we move up too quickly, we could run into some economic issues.
That trepidation seems to be resonating with House leaders. House Majority Leader Jill Krowinski indicated Tuesday that the $15 figure could be malleable.
What we are focusing on this week is finding a path forward so that we can make sure that we can give Vermonters a raise. And whether that is 15 on the mark, I don't know.
The $15 minimum wage has deep support in the Senate, where lawmakers passed it by a 2-to-1 margin back in February. But the House is a different story. Last year, the House passed a $15 minimum wage bill, but only by the slimmest of margins. And with House leaders looking at a similarly close vote in 2019, leadership is entertaining the possibility of a minimum wage compromise that will bring more moderate members of the caucus on board. What that compromise looks like exactly remains to be seen. Byrong is pushing a plan that would double the annual rate of minimum wage growth in current law. And Treiber says he's intrigued.
My personal goal, and I won't speak for anything else, is to get to a point where I can vote for something that will help Vermonters increase their wages.
And if lawmakers end up arriving at a more modest minimum wage bill, they may find a willing partner in Republican Governor Phil Scott, who vetoed last year's minimum wage bill. Administration officials say Scott is open to signing a less aggressive increase in the minimum wage, which would obviate the need for Democrats to try to override another veto. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.